Zakta Mishnah Vayitra, Masechta Shabbos, Perik Hay, Mishnah Dalet. Ein Chamor Yotze, a donkey may not go out. Bimar Das, that's that saddlecloth that we spoke about earlier, the blanket, Bezman She'ein Ekshur Eloy, if it's not tied to the donkey, if it's not tied to him. Although the donkey likes this blanket, as we explained, a donkey is cold even in the middle of the summer, but if it's not tied, risk it's going to fall off and you're going to come to carry it. Now, when they used to bring a donkey to the marketplace, they would always hang a bell on the donkey because they wanted people to come running. Like the ice cream truck rings a bell, people should come running. So, you know, hello, come run to buy my donkey. So therefore, says the Mishnah Vayitra, V'loy Bezug, you can't go out with a bell hanging from your donkey's neck because it looks like you're trying to attract customers to sell it. It looks like you're going to the market on Shabbos. And this is true, Aflpi Shehu Fakuk, even if the bell is stuffed. Let's say you stuff it with cotton so it can't ring. We still say, once someone sees the bell, it looks like you're going to sell it. The word Fakuk is used whenever you're trying to explain something can't go through, it can't ring. How do you say a traffic jam in Eretz Yisrael? They call it a pekak, I think. Okay, Vayit Razak the Mishnah. V'loy Besulam, you can't allow your donkey to go out with a ladder, Sheb Bitzavari, on its neck. Why did people put ladders on the necks of their donkey? Well, actually, it was to prevent the donkey from turning its head and scratch a wound with its teeth. So it was a kind of brace that kept the donkey's head in place. V'loy Beretzua Sheberagloy, and not with a strap on its leg. See, sometimes you had an animal who, the way it walked, it used to knock one foot against the other. And of course the animal would get hurt, so they would wear a strap, they would tie a strap around the feet of the animal to prevent it from being bruised. Now why should this be usur? Obviously that's being done for the protection of the animal. Well, again, it's explained, because this would often fall off, especially if it would bump into each other. That's what it was made for, like a cushion. We're scared you're going to come to carry it. Vayitra Zak the Mishnah. The Eina Tana Goylin Yaitzen, chickens can't go out. Bachutin. Chutin were like threads they used to tie onto the chicken so it doesn't get mixed up with other chickens. V'loy beritzuais, shebet aglaya. And not with the straps on their feet. Now why would someone tie straps onto the feet of chickens? Well, sometimes they tie their 2 feet together with a little strap, so they shouldn't jump around and break kalim. The Ein Hazacharim Yaitzen, you can't have the rams going out. They're called Zacharim because they're like the male goats. Be'agola shetachas ha'al yishalehen. With the wagon, agola is a wagon, shetachas that is underneath ha'al yishalehen, their tail. They had a very big tail. And a lot of times it would get bumped and bruised and hurt. So they made this little wagon. And it would roll behind the animal, and the tail was on the wagon. The Ein harachelim, and you can't have the sheep. These are the female sheep. Yoitz is going out. Chanunais. What is chanunais? Well, chanunais is actually a name of a certain type of wood. They would bring like a splinter from this wood, and they would put it into the nose of the sheep so that it should start sneezing. When it would sneeze, the little worms that were crawling on it, on its head, would fall off. So for the Zacharim, it's not necessary. Because the Zacharim are always fighting and pushing and shoving and goring, kicking, so therefore the worms would fall off anyway. Anything that's not necessary, you can't do on Shabbos. Vayitra Zak the Mishnah, Ve'ein ha'egel, you can't have a calf, yoitze going out, begimon. Gimon was like a little yoke, it was like a training yoke. It was made out of a soft kind of a substance. It would teach the animal that eventually it's going to have to keep its head down when it pulls the real yoke. V'loy para, you can't have a cow going out. B'ar hakupad, with the skin of a kupad, it's something like a porcupine. They used to do this because it would keep the bugs away. That would like get shtecht if they would come nearby. The pointy parts of the skin would stick them. V'loy beretzua shebein karneha. Beretzua again is a strap. You can't have your cow going out with a strap between its horns. Sometimes this was done because it looked nice, sometimes it was done as a kind of shmira, but it wasn't totally necessary. And anything that is not totally necessary is considered carrying for the animal on Shabbos. Vayitra Zak the Mishnah, Parosai shel Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, the cow of Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, Haisayitza, used to go out, Biritzua, with a strap Shaben Kaner between its horns. But it was Shaloi Biritzayim Chachamim. The Chacham were not happy about this. Now, why did Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah allow his cow to go out like this? The answer is it wasn't his. It was actually a neighbor of his. But because he didn't stop it, therefore, it's considered as if it was his cow.